Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, a good day to you all. Welcome aboard. This is the Blog Talk Radio Show. Cosmic Philosopher, and my name is Tim Aldred. Okay, I think you can hear me a little better now. Look, today, I feel good internally, and I have to stipulate that I am also thinking angrily. And the reason why I am angry is because of the state of civilization on the planet Earth. I read and I know where civilization comes from. I read and I know that there are two species of the human race. Two species. And the two species have their own subgroups, okay? I know the time identified in the past when the first humanoid hominid evolved in Africa. And that is clear in the World History textbook. and there is no homosexual that alive as displaced as they are, and fucking asshole, and turn the world upside down, they are not going to change what is written in the World History textbook. I'm hungry because yesterday, again, that may make like about the 15th time that these white hominid, homo erectus, vagabond, everything that is evil come by them. The talking serpent of the Bible. The talking serpent that everybody believe in. And I tell you about the danger and the wrong way to use words. That believing in what you don't know is dangerous. And so is the Bible. You think that this Bible that we believe in is a good book. Well, some things in there are good, really, but nothing concern a monotheism God can never be good. And we have affirmation in world history to prove that the Bible is a sodomite homosexual book. It has no affirmation of academic certification, none in the creation story. And look good and understand what kind of trick these white people are capable of making and what they do. They have so many codes written in Bible that is clearly, if you read sober, you'll find out that, look, no, it's not true. It's not something for your brain, your cerebrum and cerebellum. Okay? Now, what I talked about yesterday, whatever the subject was, I have nothing to do with uncivilized people who began to talk outside of natural development. These white people are not talking because of natural development. Clearly, the history book says that they are hominid, ape-like. At least 3.5 million years ago, when they came about to 4 million years ago, right? That's how the World History Book say it. And the World History Book defined that 1.5 million years ago, 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe. That's the way it is read and understood. And what does all this tell us? This is telling us that homosexual take over the world. And how they did it. When they were talking now and reading and writing now, they were able to go to Africa and shut down the African government from being kingship. And now they talk about they are democracy. Now, anybody read the World History textbook will never find anything in there to affirm that kind of a, you know, taking over and change the civilized world into being homosexual. Now, look, this is Aquarius. This, we are under not moon calendar, but Aquarius. And you know what? They can mute my mic today. Because you know what? Look out for the God's retribution. Because you know what? I am defending what is in history that brought civilization. And there is no fucking homosexuals that is going to destroy what the gods established. They think they can. I am paying to hear my show. You know what I mean? And basically, the I mean, even their government law, is powerful enough since African people submit themselves to fucking ass Norwegian Latin. Okay? Because these modern talking Yamnaya culture Cro-Magnon, they are one and the same. Yamnaya culture and the Cro-Magnon are the same thing. They are all meant to cover up the fault easy for everyone to see. That hominid human, the first human type, not human being, but human type, is a species that is hominid. The hominid species. And there was never another species that come along until 250,000 years ago. They're talking about after like about 3 to 4 million years, there was only one reign of hominid that never talk but make stone tools. Okay? That's plain for anybody who can read ABC to know that. And what is happening now is the morphing of what Homo erectus done to the second species, Homo sapiens, what they have done. They have done a great, they put in serious effort into cover up the kind of evil that they have done to the second human development. The second species, and the higher development of humanity comes from Homo sapiens. It doesn't come from hominid subgroups. It sure doesn't. What the subgroup of the hominid did was interbreed the Neanderthals. That is a direct subgroup. Okay? Or you talk about the ancestor and the offspring. What I mean to say to you, in the world is the textbook that recorded human existence, both early human existence and the latter, which was the Homo sapiens, 250,000 years ago, compared to the hominid, say 3 to 4 million years of existence. Okay? Won't somebody check me on this? Now, they managed to force the Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, for 40,000 years, they're grinding. Okay? Look at these white people. Look at them. Look at Trump. Look at Biden. Look at all of them that are the Obama and all them kind of people there. Look at them. Go right back to Kennedy and the rest of them, Eisenhower and all these kind of people there. Don't you read what they have done to the African Homo sapiens sapiens? They're behaving like we are not the Homo sapiens that exists beyond the hominids. And even the Homo sapiens, we here today is an offshoot that represents Homo sapiens. We represent Homo sapiens. And it is the superior species of the humankind. Right? And what makes the difference between us and our brother, Neanderthals, that belong directly, I mean, can't be any more directly to Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens never talk, make sound tools, and that's exactly what these white people in their species of hominid. That's all they do all of their lifetime. And they did not know what it is until Homo sapiens sapiens came about. And you read like you have some sense, you'll find no problem to identify the context in the World History textbook that I am talking about. The point is now whether or not African people stand the Bible that they're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent. How long is it going to take African ethnic people to understand the difference between themselves and what the white people call today Cro-Magnon man, what they call Yamnaya culture? All these things, they float up, and nobody is paying these things any attention. And what they're doing, they are gaining grounds in bringing the civilized people to become homosexuals. That's what they're doing. But I am saying, in with the EF5 tornadoes and out homosexuals. Okay? If they, you know, no, I have enough information now to tell you what I have to say. And it is that I've been into the sodomite social network because they unnaturally violated the entire civilized human species, which is the Homo sapiens. They destroyed this new species that is completely different from them. I mean, if we are different from our own brother, who would never get, they were not made into a civilized human. They were just pure Homo sapiens, the Neanderthals, or bare, fully bred Homo sapiens. That's our ancestor. And them as a subgroup is just pure Homo sapiens. That's it. The second subgroup is Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what you read in the World History textbook. And the reason why the why the con- why the confusion exists about about Neanderthals, about the Neanderthals or the Homo sapien Neanderthals. You don't really hear anything that Neanderthals are belonging to the parent Homo sapiens. You only hear about Neanderthals like Neanderthals is one complete species by itself. But that's not true. The world is a textbook here that we have. Don't say that. You see, but these fucking ass white people think that they can make any freaking thing they want. That's not true. Let's take it out and look at it. Neanderthals in the World History textbook that look, no whites, fucking ass people can change what it is. Because they learn to talk through this criminal means of destroying a complete species of civilized human beings. They think they can do anything now and they can hide it as much as they want. Morph as much as they want. You see, they turn black man into white man and all that. That's what they are. And right now in America, that's what they do. And they've been doing it for a long time. You just need to have a little light skin and they turn you into a white person. The amount of lies that we are living by today, you know, if you were to really come to realize it, you probably faint, because then you're going to start feel the pressure that is on you, because what? Your brain is full of sodomite gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? That, how are you going to get Jesus Christ outside of your head now when you have all these sodomites all over the place? All they are looking for is to kill people who they find that read and know something. That's what they're doing. They write a Bible that clearly now is known. They didn't get no revelation from nobody at all. No. But clearly you can see where the African people's heads are, so that what they write in the Bible about a Garden of Eden story, nothing don't go so. But guess what? Since they start to read and write, and you go into the World History textbook and find out exactly where they are coming from, but once they put the veil over our faces, you don't see the truth again. You're reading the lies and believing the lies that they are writing into the Bible, so that they can go into Palestine and destroying the African people there. And today, the same African lineage people have the Bible clutched with prophecy about a Messiah and what should happen in the world 2,000 years ago. And today, read the Bible for real. Take me on it and see whether or not the Bible is going to tell you that what they write representing God's word tell the truth about what happened in Palestine. Does Jesus Christ in the New Testament fulfill a scripture of the prophet? Where does it fulfill? And they have African people saying and affirming those things, that the ocean of things in the Bible that are never true, black people embrace them as true. Okay? Because they cause the African people you assume You assume what the Bible is saying about creation of Adam and Eve in a garden, what they were supposed to do and not do, and whether or not they could talk or not talk. They say in the Bible that Adam could talk. Now, if they're speaking that Adam and Eve was talking to the God in the Garden of Eden, then why do they confuse when language began, when mankind began to talk? We know for sure that mankind did not speak for a good 3.5 million years. We know that in the world literature textbook. And more defined is 1.5 million years ago, when they leave Africa and go into Europe and Asia and maybe Eurasia, they were not talking. They were still making stone tools. And today, they would write something different from what the World Literature Textbook. And because they can't erase what is in the World Literature Textbook, they depend on you being stupid and don't have any sense in reading, the Bible. Because they place the Bible above everything else. And that's not what began the world of people's lives. In the BC era, we didn't have no AD and Adam and Eve concept over there. Irrespective of what anybody says, the tongue in your head don't supersede the words written in the World Literature Textbook. And it only takes somebody who can defend the use of words to know what the truth is. So no matter what they're out there using fraud to hone the world, yes, that's what white people are doing. Which of these churches out there you think is a religious thing? Just to know that religion is not church, that is a small thing for us to know. But yet still, how many believing Christians know that? And moreover, African people. The amount of African people who digress in their mind to where you could never tell them or first ask them what is the talking serpent, what they think, what the talking serpent is, or who that character is. They won't know if it tells you, sir. They talk a whole bunch of stuff that don't amount to identifying an object, so they believe it. When you believe something that you must trust in, you mean that something must be nothing? Hello? But that's, although we behaving like it is to the contrary, but the truth is we are behaving like the lie is the truth. Who or what is the talking serpent in the Bible? Do you know? Talking to my own people, my own African people. Look, if you don't know that brainwashing works, I'm telling you it does because I grew up in the church. Age 7, that's right. And I live long enough to become an adult and to where I'm exposed to reading and words. And so I get a lot of practice on knowing what words are saying, whether I'm reading it in a Bible or elsewhere. But right now, these sodomite white people have African ethnic people so scared of hell, of going to hell. You see what I mean? And I know that there are a lot of us going to perish believing nothing and think it is something. So yesterday, yes, I played a few renditions. And whether I always play back my shows, I realize it's quite a maybe like a few months now. They have not blocked anything, but they come back because what I am saying, full of too much substance, that people are afraid of it because I'm into history that is telling us one thing and they are telling us something different from what is in the certified World History Textbook. Because they know that we are retarded. They know that when we read about wise men following a star, they know we believe that. And any mature reader who develop confidence in words, you can't overlook the contradictions we believe about wise men following star when we now know that contradiction cannot make the story right. Then it reduces to empty legend. That's what these white people are doing. And it is because they are in a position of cleave bubble. Oaks, a system called AD on a dominant. That is an oak. But because long ago, they get away with doing all this stuff. I mean, the World History Textbook can lead you all the way from, let's say, 2,600 years ago, man. Or even a little more of their kind of being rogue, these white people. Because they couldn't talk. Now, just look at it. If they couldn't darn talk 100,000 years ago, I mean, 100,000 years ago, the gods created the hybrid people. And they were 200,000 years ago. You know? And where was the white people? They were in Europe because they're in there from 1.5 million years ago. And I am not I am not a Harvard graduate, no. So I am talking about simple things that pertain to our existence that we are to know and should have known and should have catch on somewhere along the way. But no, almost all African people now. I mean, it is so sad to see that we don't even know but our name that we get at birth or something like that. We already know. Or otherwise, yes, there are a lot of African people who go to good school and learn a lot of education, but they too join the concept of believing what you don't know. Yeah, they come in from out of university and they come out with a reading habit of believing church rhetoric. And church rhetoric is called AD Anno Domini, in the time of Christ. Where is Christ? No, man. I mean, they don't even have a grain of rice to represent Christ. That's no joke. If you're afraid of sodomite, homosexual, white people, I am not. They shouldn't be around for us to see them. They should be in their European place. That's where they belong. But no, see them with their fucking ass self, looking good like them a human being. Now, they're not wearing no animal clothing. No. And you don't see them using stone tools either. But remember what we are saying. The last 1.5 million years, they are in Europe. What do they show in Europe for all that time that they've been there? And they don't talk. So when I point to the time 100,000 years ago when they start to rape our Homo sapien people, the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens, when they began to like rape the Neanderthals for over 40,000 years, these white people I'm talking about, that is running all over the place and use what they call imperial colonialism and force hegemony all of the African people. Can't you see something happen there that you ought to think about? It didn't just happen out of nowhere. Something actually has been happening, and there's a history to show it. But you are hesitant now to look at it and try to identify, you know, in history. What is in the World History textbook without even reading it? But you will are ready to take a stand if somebody tell you facts from the World History textbook. You are scared of that. And there you gone with the syndrome of believing what you don't know. And that's what situates you in Christ. Yes, anything that is AD and a domini in Christ, it doesn't deal with knowledge in the context of knowing everything you need to know. And then you don't have to worry about believing, you see what I mean? Because you don't have to believe a lot of things, you don't have to believe. And especially the things that you need to carry along in life, you don't have to believe it. You need knowledge of it. That's all. And once you have knowledge, you have access, you go on through life like a breeze. But the church don't want that because there is something opposite to the concept of what we're reading in the Bible. Because the Bible is written by the first-class criminals, okay? And what spoil up the world is because they interbreed with different blood and become exposed to what is not given to them naturally, okay? But they feel like they have a right to take over the world. Well, they'll take over the world when all of us turn idiots. But as long as we all don't turn idiots, it's not going to happen. So you see, it all seems like, oh, they're having it going their way. All right. Well, watch and see. They're going to get knocked down out of Mars on the moonlet. They get knocked down, so they're not talking about they're going up there anymore. These fucking ass that need to go someplace and keep their fucking ass. Yeah, right there in Europe. No, but they're going to tell us, you can't tell us what to do, a fucking ass. Now, how much longer you think that we are to endure these fucking ass people? All them do is destroy the Homo sapien species. That's all they do. That's what they're doing right now. Yeah. If they didn't have something to hide, they wouldn't be turning off my mic. All they do is indoctrinate us so that we would not read and understand what we are to understand. They make sure we understand to read and eat bread and whatever it is, cuisine. Yes. They make sure that's all we can do best. But to understand the distinction between hominid for millions of years, no civilization, and 250,000 years ago came Homo sapiens, and gave two subgroups. And that's where civility came through. Homo sapiens. Who is alive today? Why we are not extinct? All of the subgroups of the hominid, all your first and second stages, they're extinct. All right. Why their subgroup here today, these white people, why they're not extinct? They did not extinct yet because for 40,000 years, they interbreed with the Homo sapien Neanderthals. It is plain. It is plain. But no, all the respect is to these faggot white people who now you probably think like, oh, I shouldn't be addressing them that way. Look, tell them, all of them, to go put on their animal skin clothes and take off our style of clothing that the gods themselves teach us to make cloth and stuff like that and all kind of a sophisticated things. And they come and learn it and behaving like they are the ones who had it all along. Right. Well, go pick up some of it that they can dip over the past 1.5 million years in Europe. And then they'll make us a believer much more than we are right now. You see what I mean? No, simply because they can take money and they have gun and they have all kind of stuff. Everybody, I mean, okay, the devil come to take over the world. The world, a civilization that the devil cannot make. I am telling you, they don't see the things that they are to pay attention to. They are paying attention to us to shut us up. To lower our senses so we don't know anything, so they can have free reign to develop their sodomite world. You see what I mean? Yeah, because they learn that we are not a problem to them. The fact that Africa sit there and tell them, go ahead, do whatever you want for though, and they come over to become democracy too. Did you know that? That Africa become democracy? Did you know that? All you read in the world is the textbook. Three, a record of the past. So everything you read about the gods and all the things that they have created, and especially in this case where it is written clear, I read it all the time. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I read it all the time. I read it all the time. And second paragraph, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin, the author, draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. Now, I cannot express this in any more profound way, because this makes, it tells us everything in a nutshell. The foundational reason for living and thinking in the right way. But these Sodomite white people, you don't understand. They are the first, and the first of humankind that walk upright. They were not civilized. It tells you the history book, not painting, negative picture of anyone. It is speaking it according to record. Right? And these white people, their ancestry is coming back, you know, from some 3.5 to 4 million years ago. Right? And it is clear that they were never blessed with language. So why are we not asking the question now about what happened? How did they begin to talk? Why you can't ask that, because they find out. Their trick that they began to work by interbreeding with a strange species, they hominids interbreeding with Neanderthals, which is a higher level species than hominids. Hominids and their subgroups. Homo sapien is unquestionably higher. And it is through the Homo sapien. It is through the Homo sapien that the gods created the second subgroup, Homo sapiens sapien. And you read about that in the World History textbook. Yet still, our reading or not reading, as it is laid out, and yet the Bible that they are using to praise the Lord rejects what the history, the renowned history, the dominant authentic history. Church don't recognize it. And look at the African people who are created by the solar calendar. They don't have nothing to do with it. They're into Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff. And reggae and all kind of a music that really, you know, they can shake to. The Bible, yeah. And that is what I've been reading, for so much better part of my life. And now it's not making any sense. And I am wondering, why is it that, you know, the thing about it, if the people who believe in the Bible could explain it, it would be, my argument would be different. But the point is, I defected from the Bible creation story because it is not a civilized writing. It is written by these white people who never spoke throughout the time of their existence. They never spoke almost, say, 3.5 million years. They never talked a language at all. Bring them on out. Now, who is behaving like, you know, they are talking by natural means? Bring them out and let them explain that. Explain the things that they're writing in the Bible about God create heaven and earth in 6 days and have explanation for everything we God do, because they are, you know, undesirable, uncivilized, species. You know what I mean?
and now want us to like bow down to them because we believe their fucking law of AD and Adamani that they use. They gain permission to use AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord, the Jesus Christ, where nobody can fight. It's just since modern modern time here of late that they begin to make a white man Jesus. When as time goes by, the African people lose connection with the past. And they keep on coming up, writing different kind of things, you know, like it is to be acceptable in our time. You know what I mean? Like trees and mountains and everything like that has changed over all this time. They don't change. Did all the birds fly away? No. What has changed? Who were the Jews 2,000 years ago? Come on. You can't see in the Bible right now. The Jews 2,000 years ago. Caesar, when Caesar Augustus was there. Right? Even Jesus, they say, was a Jew. The white man that you read about in the Bible, you know, all of the New Testament. You know, and you want to tell me, how dumb are these homosexual people only because nobody is able to stand up and just, you know, respectfully show what the records say. You can't just stay here, I mean, trying to fuck our ass by deluding us from what words are saying. You mean, if we cannot rely on the history, what are we able to rely on? Isn't the history saying that the gods went into South Africa to mine gold? That's what history says, right? And they were in there like almost 250,000 years before we read about Sumerians. Now, there is this Sodomite writer, not the Ken Spiro one, but another one, Peter something Collins, his name is. I mean, look, these Sodomite Yamnawa Cro-Magnon talking people are the people them will learn to speak because they interbreed with the Homo sapien people. And get a generation of them that they can be talking and carrying on. And they are the super race on earth right now. Cro-Magnon talking. Look and see. Just as I tell you, 100,000 years ago, it is that's the time they begin to drag our people them into this stippy that they have. Southeast. Sippy, Pontic, Sippy. Drag our people and force them and interbreed them and get this new generation of Cro-Magnon. That's what they call him, Cro-Magnon man, start speaking. That's the time they start to speak, of course. You see, they draw from their pool of what they are, because like I say, we are coming out, some of us coming out of Africa, 100,000 years ago, that time we were 100,000 years in development. 100,000 years in development, right? And see, they didn't go nowhere but right in Europe there for 1.5 million years, right? I'm just talking about, you know, where they have settled over the past 1.5 million years. And if they were beyond what they are over the past 100,000 years, we would have seen it. But why it all coincide that their change from being Homo erectus with monkey-looking faces, ears and nose and whatever else. They walk upright, so, you know, it mostly shows up in their forehead and their ears and nose, you know. It shows up. You can see where they change when they interbreed the Neanderthals. They don't want you to know that. These honest fucking people who have taken our wealth and divide us from each other and divide us against each other. They don't want the truth to be known as to why they are there where they are here today. It's in the World History textbook. So why must I not talk about it? Keep them here fucking and using a Bible for you know, turn us into preachers and stuff like that. And we believe in this Jesus thing that clearly never existed. No Jesus ever existed. You cannot. And, you know, it's an easy thing to overturn that, this Christian stuff, because most of the people who are talking about Jesus and stuff like that, they mean it, they believe it, but they cannot explain anything about that. You know what I mean? So they want you to accept that their belief is real into this thing, and the thing is real, but they can't explain it. They cannot explain it. And these sodomite white people, really, you can see them. In some ways, they go on like they're spiritual. In another way, they don't give a dust about being sacred. And when you look back at the past and the things that they have done to African people over the past 2,000 years, and African people behaving like, oh, that's just that. It's just how the world is. Come on, I mean, you know, it is depressing. It is depressing. These folks are awful. And you can't follow a few of them who are behaving like them decent. No. No, you don't do that. That will not move us out of the position that we are in. Look, the position we are in, we still have our position, but by us believing in what these people are fucking ass and telling you, we're not going to come back to our sane self. You see what I mean? We're not. And if we did, problem would be over long time ago. Long time ago. All right. So I tell you what I'm thinking. And though I'm not elaborating on everything that I'm thinking, but I think I say enough for you to understand any channel you want to take what I say in. I give you, I think, enough to guide you into that mindset. The world is changing away from this homosexual type of pervasion of the human world. Okay, and it is very, very clear they cannot withstand the identity of themselves. They just cannot. And the reason why they are doing so well is simply because they have, you know, the little delinquent mind African people to deal with, right? And because they have reached a point where they can man a lot of established, you know, movement and stuff like that. I mean, they set up the three churches, Islam, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They set it up. And they do these things gradually, incrementally, because whatever they do with the African people there, whether they fuck their ass or some other kind of deal that they cut to them, but I don't trust those Africans now. When they make Africa Christianity and bring on democracy as a government, when none of that exists in the civilized world, Okay? And for, look, the sign that African people have consciously take on Christianity is a sign that what the white people have done to us affect our brain that much, because we shouldn't be seeing that. I mean, even if something happened to us, we shouldn't get into this frame of mind where we don't know where we come from. We don't know who we are. And these white people, they have more to say than us. And they shouldn't have anything to say, you know what I mean? Because none of them would come here and try to say something to me about what I'm saying. No, none of them. You see, they are a coward. They are a coward to any one of us African ethnic people. They find, know what you're saying? They're gone. Because they know you can fry them in 2 minutes or less. One question you ask them is enough to knock their armor off a stick. They don't want to talk to you. I mean, long before I knew the amount of history like I know today, I was writing preachers in the church all over America, from Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Jimmy Swaggart, and Dwight Thompson, a whole bunch of these church people, Ken Copeland, TBN, and all that. And my friends, I tell you, it is difficult for us to know the real world. You see, having the white people and the Bible, come on. If they couldn't talk, and now, you know, for millions of years, doesn't it pass the time when you would expect for them to start talking? It's more than past the time. So why are they talking now? It's their criminal intent and action. That's why, and I tell you what they do. And, you know, hardly is it going to affect a lot of African people when they, you know, they can't find out. They can't discover anything. So they're going to keep believing, you see. Because it is too hard for them to understand that believing in what you don't know is detrimental except you can find out why. But why would you want to believe in something when you don't know about it anyway? There is one instance where I find you can do that. And outside of that circumstance, you shouldn't be believing stuff you don't know. And that is when you're dealing with an individual, maybe your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your close cousin and stuff like that. And they tell you something. Either, you know, like make you a promise or something like that. Or invite you out to something. And you trust them, which is to believe, right? Have faith in what they say. And you're going to act upon it according to what the arrangement is. Now, why should you act upon something that you really don't know and it is your mother or your father? Because you trust them. You trust in them. Is it enough to trust in them or to see what they are telling you? Well, some of the time is that you can't see unless you go to where they say you should go or, you know, come where you're supposed to come. So what I'm saying is that if, let's say, a person should, if this involves cash, the person is supposed to give you some cash. But they say, well, then, you know, when you come, I'll give you the cash, right? So you're going to have to act upon it at your own risk. Hello? You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about when you believe into something you don't know, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because because you're trusting these people. And I am saying to you, I don't have much against that, because I would only say, if your mother is not honest with you and you shouldn't be trusting in her, well, and everything she said to you, you should believe it. You know, because she's not that kind of a reliable person. Now, but that is one way I make an exemption, that your family close to you and they are right. Anything they say to you, it always works out, right? And if you have friends, good friends, that are like that too, I don't find anything for you to trust in them and to see things come to fruition. I don't have a problem with that. I don't speak against that kind of a belief, because belief is not one context. It has quite a few, okay, that we're supposed to know. So I am saying to you, the context of church and we believing in a spirit God and his son Jesus Christ, the basis on which, on the words that the scripture used, we don't have no positive reason to believe into what the Bible is saying. None whatsoever. It doesn't have linguistic property to believe these things that I am pointing out. Adam and Eve in a garden. It is a garden. The Bible is telling you it's a garden, and for no reason they can tell you where the garden is. Of all the things in the world that people like to go and view, people, I can just tell you that. People want to view the place where Adam and Eve were put. If at all that place still exists, of which I don't see any reason why it shouldn't exist. You see, because there are a lot of things of antiquity, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. Let's say the Sphinx in Egypt. Look how long it's there. And Michael Tellinger now do a research in Southeast Africa, you know, with the African stones, the ancient stones. Look, a place that is really full of objects that every African person should want to go. We're, you know, a place twice the size of Texas. Imagine that. That's what Michael Tellinger and his group of scientists, that's what they report. And the link is out. And I just tell people, if you want to see the link, I can show you the link. Just come here and tell me, and I'll get the link for you. Listen, these white people, they have destroyed the civilized people, cerebrum and cerebellum. They use the Bible to do it, because once we grow up and believe these things, like about talking serpent with a god in a garden and stuff like that, we don't get to look at anything about this god that was a spirit god and thing like that. And, you know, it is something that gives us intangible ideas and tangible ideas as well for us to analyze and, you know, and accept or reject. We believe the Bible in such a way that it surpasses having knowledge. And when you get into that, when your mind becomes that corrupted, you know, you only have certain use. Only certain use you have. But what is to make you live the right way, it calls for a sharp thinking mind to where you can tell the distinction all the time between two things. It doesn't matter how they look like, but you need to discern what they are in and of themselves. What I'm trying to say to you, my friends, is that we have a fake government in America. A fake government. Where these sodomites, because we hand over civilization to them to kick it wherever they want to kick it. And leave out the Elohim established kingship government on earth. And these guys are telling you with their Bible that they make this fucking homosexual God a spirit God so you can never see him. Right? And they know it relates to their homosexual culture. They're nursing their homosexual culture. So when they write in a Bible and they talk about a spirit God, you won't know they're talking about their sodomite self. They're talking about their sodomite self. Okay? So when you see they come in now with seven white-head faggot white men talking about they're writing a constitution, and you don't see nobody ask about the laws that the God set up on planet Earth hundreds of thousands of years ago. You're not asking anything. Well, it means your brain is dead, because if we are not able to discern the time and what is going on, it means that your brain is corrupted and you really don't understand what's going on in the world. This is what is happening. So these white people, they are holding on to denying what history says. And Zachariah Sitchin is able to tell you that the reason why the Bible is talking the way it is because the compilers of the Bible, they are the ones who decide not to put the history in the Bible, but to make it up themselves, to cover up their sodomite development. That's the reason why they write the Bible and talk about a spirit God. You see what I mean? I mean, looking at it, does it make any sense to you? That a spirit God would really leave a monument that everybody, people born into the world would see it. But they can't say it because they are the talking serpent. Now, hard it is for people to understand that. They are the talking serpent, and they build story around it so that they are not known as the one who, pull off this so-called story of God, make the world in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. These folks, since they learned to read 100,000 years ago, and after that, coming right down the line, they to our civilized establishment and learn to read and learn skills. Look back at what I'm saying. I can't be lying if the fact they can't show you nothing, not even, a year. Like 510, like 510 BCE. 510 BCE. They can't show you nothing that they produce to show their civility, because they didn't have anything. And in the Bronze Age, they are the criminals that destroy the Bronze Age as it was coming to an end. They are the criminals that did it, right? And when did they come now and get their consensus with Africa? They come to take over the throne from the king of Rome. Now, if they didn't cut a deal with Africa, do you think they could do that? Take over the Rome kingship, toss out the king and come in with democracy? You think until this day? I mean, took the military and everything, then and Africa not aware of that until this day? Now, if you don't know when something happened in the world from what you see, if somebody show you a hand, you ought to be able to tell what kind of hand that they're holding out to you. Look, if the world has a government and military power and everything like that, under polytheism, people are protected from anything at all. Now, you want to tell me these white people could just come in and overthrow a king where they have all kinds of military things to protect the kingship government, where there were nobody else in the world to have a government anyway. But the gods, they are the ones who found civilization here. They brought civilization. They are the greatest civilized being that we know about. And they live for mighty, mighty long time. You know, because they revolve around the sun. what is it? 300 and... what is it? Revolve around the sun. Revolve around the sun. Yeah, 300 and something. Years. The Nibiru planet revolves around the Earth. Yes? Then there was the orbital period of Nibiru, which the Anunnaki knew equaled 3,600 Earth years. All right, so the Elohim gods came here from a planet in our solar system, Nibiru, in our solar system, that orbit around the sun 3,600 Earth years. I mean, is one year, is 1 year. Is one of Nibiru year. 3,600 Earth years equal to 1 year on Nibiru. You know, so that means if you're born as a god on Nibiru today, 1 year from today, One year from today, you would be 3,600 years old when you come back to Nibiru. That's where the gods come from. Now, whether or not you want to identify it as a fact, you know, you don't need to believe it, right? Your knowledge of when something is a fact is what you have to use. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I tell you how I feel, okay? And I unabashed. I don't have no apologies to make to anybody unless they can show me where it is red, okay? Show me where it is red. Now, I always give out the number for, you know, people to call me and stuff like that. This is now like um, 24 minutes past 5 on my time. And I want always ask folks to call me in and call and stuff like that. I am concentrating on history. Make good conversation. I am not doing anything to anybody.
I like to talk the truth. And it's just that if somebody wants to talk something that they don't know about, and they want to enhance it, with, catch it up with their belief system, syndrome, it just doesn't work. We can't talk about the world like that. And these white people that are stealing everything African people have, you know, it's about time now that we take stand. We cannot allow faggot homosexuals to take over the world like it has been doing. You know what I mean? You just don't do that. You know, if we didn't know anything about our history, it would be a different story. But what we know about their history is really what matters. You see, because we were here when they were out there and they were just being who they are, hominid, you know, and making stone tool and just living on. And then they have this next subgroup, Neanderthals. They were behaving the way they were supposed to behave. The time when they did something wrong was when they actually, go after Neanderthals and begin to interbreed them up. They bought them or something like that. And then, after 40,000 years, they destroy them. They destroy them because they were much more clever now. You see? We have history full of information, knowledge, and we're not using it because guess what? They corrupt our brain. These white people corrupt our brain. And you see them, they can't deliver themselves. If you were to start asking them real questions, let's say, you know, when you take off the veil of your eye by, you know, yielding to good knowledge, these white people, they cannot stand up to you. I proved that quite a while now, because I've been getting wiser and wiser for quite some time, right? So now the more it becomes perfect knowledge to me is the more these white people become obsolete. Obsolete. You see. White people are obsolete in their thinking because they never talk by natural process. You get what I'm saying? Look at the time that I show you over and over. They have nothing to show. And I Google them, you know, at times. And the first time I try to find out who are the Minoans, because they have morphed. These white people morph themselves with African subgroup names, you know, and because they come out of nothing, because these white people come out of nothing but criminal exploitation of the Homo sapien people, they have to invent systems with names come from Africans. Anything like in the Bible, they style the Bible to look like the world just begun. I mean, are you writing a Bible about the world like it just began when you have history that tells you? They want you expect people now to start believing in the Bible and stop thinking of what makes sense of history. That show you that they are batty fuckers and they don't have good brain to begin with. Even the interbreeding that they do, and they can talk now because they get the God's blood from us, not from the Neanderthals. They get it from us. But you have to consider that the Neanderthals and Homo sapiens come from the parent, Homo sapiens.
You got to look at that. These they do all that. They cannot undo the 40,000 years that they do massacre our brother Neanderthals. You see, you don't see, they don't make that connection. And we who are just learning now, is read, you have to read and find out. You see what I mean? So they want us to live in a world where we think that the Neanderthals is alien to us. It's another species, and they're extinct. You don't know them no more. They're extinct. But they interbreed with them. You know, look at all of that now. You don't smell something stink into that? These white people. You see what I mean? I mean, how many of us, how much atrocities have they done to, just in America, yes or so? And all around the world that they go and do it and go on like it's okay. It's not okay. It is not okay because these white people are proven they cannot be trusted with civilized life. You know what I mean? How much problem do they have? How much problem was in the world before Christ? How much problem? And now it's a Christ time. And look at what, look at it. Look at it. But what I'm trying to say, these white people don't have anything in history to prove that they were coming on along when history says clearly that they couldn't talk, they make stone tool and nothing else. Come on. It tells you the reason why they come out of Africa was just because they wanted to get a cooler place to stay. It was too hot. You see what I mean? But I'm telling you, 1.5 million years, they don't have anything to show you. 1.5 million years ago to where we are here today, these white people cannot show you any established civilized thing, language in language or number or anything. They can't show you nothing. And when you ask them now about government establishment and, you know, like, you know, trying to get answers for their time of civilization, when did they become civilized and stuff like that, they cannot account for civilization beyond the AD and Adamani time, because that was when they got a lot of things together and unable to start writing. And a lot of things that they are writing, like the Bible, when you begin to read the Bible real good, Genesis creation story, it's easy for you to see that you're reading rubbish. You're reading rubbish. Because the issues don't really stand up. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to say to you, these white people are on the eyelash of the African people. Because as long as you're not going to take guns and bombs and go try and fight them, you have everything, we have everything to our disposal to get rid of them. And we don't use no bloodbath. We don't fight. That's right. I mean, the force to drive them out is a quiet force. We just need to have sense. But we can't have that sense as long as we are, you know, going to church and voting and all that kind of stuff. It's not civilized stuff. So they show you where we gone when we are doing those kind of stuff. You will never get me to go there and vote again because I developed sense about who I am and what they have done to us. Okay? And if we can kill the lies that they have in their head, energy in that, move them totally away from us. You see what I mean? Because that's the way energy works. But if we are not invoking that energy, they're going to prolong and do what they want to do. You see? So if you're out there and you're listening to me, and I'm not like telling you blank stuff, you need space to fill in, I don't tell you anything for you to fill in the blanks. What I am saying is into the world history textbook. If we start to read the world history textbook and look into the chronology
of what is written in there. You will see the Chinese, the Indians, and stuff like that. But you don't see these white people in the world, it's the textbook. And if you see them anywhere in the world, it's the textbook. It is so remote that you hardly remember that you see anything that resembles them in there. Because they don't go by their proper identity at all. You see, and as you can see, they are well able and capable to do that. If they can write a Bible and say all of those kind of stuff in there, they can well identify themselves. But they're not identifying themselves because they know they are criminal and they are wanted. You see what I mean? They know that. And they know they have done things in the past. They need to keep cover on it. Because any day the lid blow off, they are done. They know that. It's just that they have reached a stage where they are keeping things, in a way to keep people down. And, you know, they are the ones who have the money. They have power and stuff like that. And if you have to be in some situation where you don't depend on them for money and things to make you live, right? If you are able to do without for them help because them don't have no legitimate power to be here, they are criminals. If you can blast them with the fact they don't have nothing else to do besides wither up like weed killer on the weeds. You see what I mean? Because it's only because they turn African people into fools. That's why they're doing what they're doing. You see what I mean? So at least I know that my own people are down for the count. Because, you know, all the things them know that these sodomites do, they have taught it to us and we don't know anything else. And no, hardly anybody is interested in reading and stuff. I have a brother with a PhD. And, you know, apart from the societal standard and privilege that he has with a PhD, where these sodomite people give to him, outside of that, he don't value anything. Outside of that, my brother don't value anything more than somebody who cannot read, right? Because he cannot see what belief syndrome does. And how can you be that educated and you don't understand you are breaking and violating the principles of language? You know, and preventing the access, the application of it. Doesn't make any sense. Now, so like I said to you, I decided that I'm coming on this evening and I'm going to say exactly the way comes for me to say, I'm going to say, right? And I'm saying to you, there is no government, no legitimate government in America. Saying United States is not legitimate. Okay? Talking about democracy is not a civilized thing. I'm telling you. Praying for time to go where we don't forget, we don't remember anything that they have done. That's what they want. At that time, nobody will question the Bible. Nobody will do this. And you get to that point where they're going to tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that. And like tie your psychological hands behind your back. That's where they're going. Where nobody can, you have to do this. You can't do that. That's where they're getting with the African people. Melting us down to nothing. You see? Because if you know what the Inquisition is, I know that these white people create the Inquisition with the church. They use the church to terrorist group. That's the way they started. But as they go along, they modernize their act and manage to modernize it with AD Anno Domini, the Christmas thing. You see? To where they still have the AD Anno Domini
bogus laws to take away what we have, to sentence we to death for nothing, and throw you out of your neighborhood. They have AD and a Domini from way back in the centuries gone by. 1220 AD. They make that legislation until today. Oh, you feel to be under legislation of honest fucking ass. Ass all. They come from way back in their hominid days. With fucking asshole. And they can't get rid of that. And no matter how they look, and how they put on makeup and look beautiful and lustful. No. You see what I mean? Who is going to help us if we don't understand? Because, look, they need to be extinct. White people need to be extinct by themselves. So if you think they don't have any law for me to break, because they don't have no law. The law that they have in America is faggot law. It's not the law of the gods. And this is a place that has jurisdiction of the gods. This is not Europe. It is not Europe. These batty fuckers come and want to tell us, oh, they control everywhere. And you see, they follow the history where the gods give control to us. To control orderly society. They know that. And that's what they claim they're doing, because Africa, tell them, go ahead. That don't go like that, my friends. So, if you think, you know, I am not up there like, you know, like out of myself when I tell you that they mute my mic yesterday. And there's a lot of time they did it. And I talk to them and they talk all kind of rubbish to me. All right, till I feel like, you know, I think they did it a couple of times, and I decided I don't bother saying nothing to them. But then when they did it this time, I decided I'm going to come on. I'm not going to wait and go down the line and say something. I'm saying it, that these faggot people who claim that they take over everywhere we live, to right now, I'm an African, and they're going to tell me that when I talk civilized things, they are saying I am violating their it is their I forget what they tell me, violating, you know, like you're trespassing or you go on a place, you go on somebody's property. That's what they're telling me I'm violating. I mean, you mean to tell me that African people allow sodomites, hominid, Homo erectus, that interbreed and kill off the Neanderthals, the Homo sapiens species, and then turn on the Homo sapiens. You want to tell me that we gone, they damage our brain so bad? But the African people, they're not into the diaspora, the diaspora. They're not in here. They're in Africa, and they're over there when going on to that much better than monkeys. You imagine that African people are not taught their own history. Just imagine that. And they allow these white fucking ass idiots that just begin to talk the other day because they interbreed with the Neanderthals. That's the species that they destroy. The second species of the human race. They tell us whatever they want to tell us, and we believe them and call themselves them as scholars and them as scientists. I mean, these motherfuckers. They, look, if you know what they have been doing over the past 2,000 years, then you'd understand that. No, church wasn't there 2,000 years ago. It's when they work across the line and get support from Africa and began to do what, you know, major things that nobody at all on earth has any government to stop them. You see, because we are the government, we are the people, the policies in government, kingship. And when we don't maintain it, they come in and say, well, they turn government. Well, here you have them. But now, if we don't take up the law in our hands and sunder them with the fact, they're going to continue and say they're ruling. Yeah, and make up all the bureaucracy, money, you know, finances and stuff like that. They start to control it. You mean Africa allowed them to do this? And are the leading power on earth? Imagine that. How Africa do that? You know, all these African people talking and running their mouth and stuff. They don't question nothing. Nobody don't tell me if you question that, but I am reading too. I'm seeing things. Just like if they want, they can read and see stuff too. And we don't follow these faggots. Because the amount of lies that they tell for the whole world to draw back and accept them, you got to imagine how much. They must sodomize. They don't have no sense. And look on their background. They don't have any sense. They learn everything from the African people. And then fool us that they didn't learn a damn from us. Now, they can look. I know the tornadoes are coming back soon. And so let it come when the gods, schedule them, right? And you're going to see something. Because it's not going to go a long way from here, right? It's not. I don't foresee that. And these people are a problem to us, and we are not acting like they are a problem to us. Because we're not making any sense. One lady was telling me last night that, you know, it doesn't make any sense for African people to talk about the white people, you know, just talking about the white people. I said, who are you here talking about white people? And this lady is like, I came to her and asked her a question, right? I asked her a question, and she doesn't respond to what I say. She starts telling me something else and talk, like maybe like 30 minutes or so. And I listen because I'm not, you know, a good listener when it comes to that. Somebody is talking nonsense, and I know it's nonsense. I cannot bother with that. You see, but I'm not going to start talking and you're making sense. You see, so he's going to say, well, then, all right. Well, are you one for talk? No, I don't mean one for talk. If me talk nonsense, you need to intervene. If I'm talking nonsense, intervene. You know, and make a motion, you see. You don't make somebody talk foolishness all day long, and you must just sit back and listen to it. You see, and if it is a procedural error, you definitely need to, like, interpose and say, hey, you said this a while ago. You can't continue to talk over it. I have to bring it to your attention. You got to correct it. You can't build on a no foundation. You see, you need to do something. And don't let people take you through the bushes. And so, I am saying to you that they think that they have it all. But you know what? I am going to go through the pain and the agony, and because I am trusting in the gods. It's not something that I believe, like not knowing and believe. It is reading and it is observation on the world around me and what goes on. I don't need to say I believe. I have knowledge about this, right? And therefore, I hold on to it because it is a manifestation in my eye that what is in history is a record of the past. Not so with the Bible, all right? These, you know, I wrote these. So I'm telling you about somebody now that I talk to and talk all this and come around to like tell me, like chastise me about talking about the white people. And I just asked a simple question. She don't answer the question. So when somebody's talking like that, what do you make of it? That someone is asked a question, good or bad, why not answer the question then? Can you see that this kind of a mental behavior is that we are what you call now the virus? We catch the virus. What the white people come along over 100,000 years. They've been, you know, interbreeding with us and begin to talk. When they interbreeded with the Neanderthals, they only look nicer. They did not talk because they didn't have the God's blood in them. They were not hybrid, but we are hybrid. We come from the same Homo sapiens. But only us are hybrid, who are the Homo sapiens sapiens. That's how Homo sapiens sapiens come along. And the white people don't want to acknowledge that we are hybrid and created by the God. And the Bible that they have, are some five African people. That God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, like he was not. He was talking to maybe his son Christ or something and say the plural word us. You see, they do not want people to read and understand what they read. These homosexual white people, I'm talking from the top, come straight down, from the Pope down to the so-called president of the United States. Right? And they think they have a right to drive us out of where is belonging to us. Like the fucking, a raper, a rapist. That's who they are. These white folks, they're rapists. Because you see, no lie, what did they do to the Neanderthals? The dead people tell no tales, right? Though they didn't talk anyway. You think about it. These white people that you're looking at. And you may think that I'm just talking, because I am angry. Why shouldn't I be angry over these fucking ass people? We don't fuck ass to have children. I don't think they fuck ass to have children either. So why are they fucking the ass anyway? They will tell you their interpretation of the sweetness. Now, and you call that civilized? And they killing the African people? Why African people don't bother paying no attention to that? Their day is coming. Their day is coming. Their final day is coming. And all what they're denying, they will square with it. So like I'm saying to you, they want to come into our territory and do this kind of stuff and exploit us. After they do all these criminal stuff over 100,000 years ago? No, I am not supposed to talk this. And they are going to make sure I don't talk it, just as though they make sure that they're going to fuck the man's ass and not bring a child. And they're imposing this attitude on us. We must become like them. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, a fucking stinking ass. Leave us alone. You see what I mean? Just leave us alone. It's going to happen too. All right. They mute my mic and take my money away. Right? So they do things these ways and don't pay no penalty for it. Right? Because they are faggot government. Who wrote the Aztec history of human sacrifice to the gods in Mexico? I don't read any history yet that, even the history that speak in preliminary term about the existence of the gods who order human sacrifice. I've never read none at all. And what I'm telling you about these white people, they have been writing things with objective that aim to spoil the way you think. The brain order of thinking, that's what they aimed at. He's giving you information that are untrue. And they're doing it because of their background. They're not coming from a civilized background. And since they use criminality to start talk and start writing and exploit the system by which they function today, they are implementing thoughts that without the interbreeding with the Homo sapiens, they would not be talking today. White people would not be talking. The only thing that they would still be doing is making stone tools and fucking asshole. Now they're going on like, oh, that's not what they are doing. Yeah, that's, you know, they reached a fine stage now where they can distract us. You know, when we believe all the Bible and stuff like that, they know that our brain is corroded. They know that. We read all in the Bible, Jesus didn't want to die on the cross and stuff like that. And you think that it is possible for that to be true, that Jesus came and didn't want to die on the cross, but his father tell him to go and carry out the plan? You believe all of that? These fucking stinking ass white people, man. Look. Don't tell me don't say that. They have power to cut off my mic here. And there's a lot of power here to blow them away into the abyss. The gods can do that. You see what I mean? With Sodomite Ken Spiro, he speaks, these people know to put together all kind of an old cloth to make a dress. That's the way these white people are. And they exalt themselves above people in general. Oh, yeah, because when they are able to do these kind of things, oh, and coming from hominid, and now look like real human beings, you know, after they suck it to the Homo sapiens. You see what I mean? Oh, they are beyond. They are in the cloud. And they are busy working to spoil the mind and reconvert. Is that a reconvert? Because we were not. We were created. So it's not a matter of conversion. You know, what kind of conversion is that? We didn't convert to nothing. We were created by the Creator. So leave it at that. But now, how are we, or are we, to protect ourselves from something that happened 100,000 years ago? You know, and inside of it is 40,000 years where white people in their hominid state and their elevation to second human development. They are known as Homo erectus, made popular in history, I guess, popular by themselves. So a lot of themselves is in history and in world history. And so they are writing and producing information, I mean, long time ago. From way back 2,000 years ago, they have been writing things to inculcate in the African people uncivilized notions of way of life in the world. That's what they begin to do. When they realize that they are coming from hominid, unable to talk over a million years, now they get a chance to fuck off the Homo sapiens, two subgroup, fuck them off and eventually start to talk because of the subgroup with the God's blood that make civilized hybrid human ethnic people, right? The ethnic people. We are created this way. And they get to come in and interbreed with both of the subgroup of Homo sapiens. They get to do that. Oh, they feel like, oh, they are everything. They are everything. So they are writing until this day. You see the Bible? The Bible is to counteract the world civilized history of civilization. The creation of the hybrid people of Africa. Although it is all over the world history textbook, they still walk on and talk on like no go so. You see what I mean? That's what these white people are like. Why they are in our country everywhere. They are the owner of where we are because they find out we are idiots. Okay? And all we want to do is to develop things to show that, oh, we are surviving and we are surviving well. But how can you be surviving when you don't have a government over yourself that you used to have? You know what I mean? But so these guys realize that they have gotten the way now to, like, affect us, okay? And we are acting from the effect that they put on us, the virus, and feed us with Jim Jones school aid. That's what they're doing until this day. So now I'm telling you about this Ken Sparrow. He clearly come out and said that they used Abraham to destroy our brain over the past 4,000 years. The book, World Perfect, that's where Ken Sparrow wrote and wrote all these ridiculous things. And black people not paying no attention to that. No attention to that. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Black people don't pay no attention to that either. They go to church still because they're not making no distinction in what they're reading. All right. So there is this other one that I find, Collins, right? And then I try to find out his background. You know, this is the way they hide themselves. Because all of these white people that you're seeing here now are, you must understand, as long as you see them talking, you know that they intermingle with Homo sapiens, right? To be talking. So you don't need to ask no question. And you can tell by the way they look that they don't really look like real African people. Like, for example, like the Chinese, you can tell the Chinese when you see them, the Indian when you tell them. But the white people side of talking people, you can see like their facial composition coming from the ape-like. You know, a lot of them don't really come out, you know, or get enough crossbreeding to get rid of the monkey face that they had at first. So when we allow them to come and take over control and say they can make law, you want to tell me what we read about the gods that came here when they were pure hominid? And now we allow them to, once they interbreed and can talk, they find out that they can step ahead of us? No, I mean, not when they are fucking us. I can understand otherwise. But, you know, if it would be wrong, it would still be wrong. But this case now, there is nothing on which I can give any positive thought to what we're having here. These people look strangely different from African people. Different from Chinese, different from Arabs, different from Indians and Hispanics and the rest of us. They look different from us. And the history is here telling us who they are. Okay? And all they decide to do is to write stuff, redirect our senses. So, until one of the most ridiculous things this Paul Collins writes about, him don't have anything else but sodomite ambition. He's a writer of the United States. But he's from, I think, Australia. And, you know, he's want to write about something fascinating. And it has to be about, I mean, suppressing African people. That's what he's doing. He wants to question about the Sumerian, like Sumerian never exists. And he doesn't use a factual basis. It's like the Bible he's writing another fashion of a Bible where they can't give you factual evidence about a God who make Adam and Eve in a garden. But them still write it, and until this day, that's what they're living off. Tell the world to believe that. Even though it is clear to me, no God, no, they don't have no spirit God. They make it. They make it. That's what they do. And they have us believe in it. No Christ, where at least, it should be easy for African people to understand. No Christ never come about. But they still don't understand that. And now we have the world on a standstill. You know, you can't go backward or forward
into civilized conditions, because these white people, they are not going forward anywhere to make the world a spiritual and a religious world, not church world, religious, religion. It is about the civilized way of thinking and life and kingship government, king law code, you know, King Ernamu, Solji, Sargon, and Amurabi. You know, I mean, all these are before these sodomites come and talk about they are making democracy, man. All these king codes and stuff are there. And nobody will resort to it. I do. And you know what? Let somebody come on up and rebut it. Anytime you do that, then we make a move. We'll make a move. You see, either going backward or going forward. But right now, clearly, I mean, I am going forward. I'm not going backward because I know my attitude and my way of life is not contributing to the Bible. No, it's not. And will never. And all the people that they kill because they don't want civilization to strive, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to the day when, you know, it's really boil up for them. You see what I mean? Because I'm sure they don't have the sense to carry on a civilized world government. They don't, okay? No matter what they have done or still doing, they can't lead a civilized world. Can't you see it? Okay. Pure rubbish. Pure rubbish. You see, and this guy is talking about, like, you know, something wrong, although he has to endorse that what we have been writing about this the Sumerians is authenticated. But he's still trying to bring what you call, like, a false premise with ideas and talk about archaeologists. Instead, he speak about the history itself. The history is not like digging up a bone out of the ground. The straight history comes in tablets. In tablets, clay tablets. And if it is dated and coming from the past and from prehistory, the history of the Sumerian people is a history that is coming from out of South Africa. That's many thousands of years before Sumerian people that place and establish the Sumerian culture up there. And this guy, Paul Collins, is using some allusion to Arcadian. Arcadian. And whatever history convey about the Sumerian. And I'm saying, look at what this guy is doing. Pretty young, fairly young person. He's an Australian. You see, this is how these Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya faggot European culture. That's the way they go about. They come out of Europe and come everywhere the African people establish a settlement and come in and both they invade and take control. Hegemony, force hegemony.
You see, and we allow it. Africa allow it. Well, you know what? Once Africa do that, we do this, right? Become independent agent. We don't make these sodomites come here, interbreed us, get their own crossbreeding, talking people, and come after us. No, come on. Why don't we talk about that? Talk about that. Now, like I say now, I should not be in a position where I have to depend on these faggots to be keeping my mic on. I shouldn't be in that position, but that's the way it's in, and that's the way I have to go through life, right, and watch and see how it plays. But anyway, I am not in a state of mind like my other culture people to look on these white folks like, you know, yeah, they are running the government. What government are they? No, they need to stand up and show what the government is, because I am waiting for them to really say something legitimate to authenticate a D and a Domini Latin in the year of our Lord. Bring the substance of that and prove it. You see, now because people are used to dealing with currency because of these sodomites who take over the world, where Africa give to them. Well, you know what? We can only start live the right way, and the gods will send fire and brimstone and burn them all up. You see what I mean? Because you see what the tornado and the hurricane and all the other things, you see what they have done and pleasant to life, right? They know how to put a stoppage to all of this nonsense. If only we turn around from the way that is contrary and give them some pleasure. And it is written that the day will come. I'm looking forward in my lifetime to see it. I thank you for tuning to the program. I tell you the way I feel. And if I hear this program when I'm done, I'll know it's the plan of the gods. They know exactly what they are doing, and I don't have to do anything else besides do what I am prompt to do. What I am prompt to do. And no apology, none on these white people must get out of our territory. That's it. Because they don't own anything. Go back in the history and look at it. They don't own anything. You know, they want us to get to the point where we give up and don't count anything. You know, don't emphasize nothing. Don't be offended by nothing, and let them go on fucking ass and eventually marry some of us to fuck ass too. Now, you know, it's the last thing they want to hear is somebody come on radio and say the things that I'm saying. But but look, why they don't think that we don't want them around? Why they don't think so? Why they think that they should tell us that we must get out? Okay, they have immigration to, put us out? Now, don't do that anymore. Really. I'm telling you, honest fuckers, close the prison doors, okay? Send out the African people out to go home and live a life. Really? Take your cops off the road. Take them off the road. You see, because to have a government that is sodomite is having no government, man. You take away the right from the people to govern themselves. And you come here teaching them to fuck ass. Is that the best? Well, you don't know no better, because you just start talking the other day, like I said. And the reason why you're talking is because of us. And you deny us that we exist. So what kind of a people are you, white people? who is going somewhere that you don't know. You don't know where you're going. And the people who you interact with after millions of years that cause you to be talking and can read and write, you deny their existence. Yeah, if they can take up something like A.D. Anadamani and talk about his law, his bureaucracy, and simply because we are too slight and simple for not looking behind, you know, just a few years ago, to understand that these people don't belong to nothing civilized because they're not even listed in the World History textbook as civilized beings. Under no real identity are they in the World History textbook. And they are the ones who have control over the World History textbook, and they can't put themselves into that because then their past, you know, catches up with them. If we can read and we cannot afford to speak what we know, then that's ultimate bondage, though. You know, that don't make no sense. But nowhere I go and speak the truth have I been knocked down because I don't talk when it's true. I talk what the truth is, and nobody don't have the energy to put down the truth. You don't see what I mean? And I want to, like, go to this. I want to go to this next segment. I am asking the question. When I tell you about, I don't read anything about the gods, the Elohim, polytheism gods. Did any human sacrifice? And I'm telling you, these white people, when you see all these kind of stuff, if you don't understand the history of the Elohim and the creation of hybrid people, and that hybrid people are limited to Homo sapiens. Okay? Hybrid ethnic people are limited to Homo sapiens. And there is Homo sapiens, the ancestor, okay, for civilized people. And the two subgroups, which is Neanderthals. Homo sapiens Neanderthals, number one subgroup. And the second subgroup is Homo sapiens sapiens. That's it. Homo sapiens sapiens is the God's creation, and the white people don't want no part of it. So they don't write where the Adam and Eve. They will not tell you where Adam and Eve was created. They know where because they read the history before they write the Bible. And they're doing it willfully. So I'm telling you now, they're writing all kinds of things like the Garrett text, you Garrett text. They make up these stories and names, okay? And talk about they found, you know, some Sumerian writing in a piece of bush they found must this information. And it conflicts with something in Sumerian writing. They conflict with it. They take it somewhere else, you see, and call it Ugarit text. So anything we have as a viable information, they write something else to counter it. Well, you probably don't notice that the prehistory about the gods and their work in South Africa and making primitive worker hybrid ethnic people. The
the ethnic people. Just hold a second for me. Yes. The ethnic people is the problem today that the white people don't accept. You see, and once they start to talk and can read, that's where they write anything they want. And that's where the challenge is today with these white people, because they can talk, and their aim to put the, to hush the Homo sapien sapien. You see what they did with our brother Neanderthals? Interbreed with them and begin to look like humans now. They don't look like the monkey they used to be. Okay? And after they do that, they kill them out. And that's what they are doing with us now, because the reason why they are talking is because they interbreed with our ancestors in their stippy back there 100,000 years ago. Okay? And build up and build up and build up until they come to this talking generation. And this I know that they, you know, that they learn everything from us in the institution of learning. That's where they get it from. They don't get it from nowhere, because they can't show you nothing in Africa. I mean, up in neither Africa or up in Europe, that they had any kind of, you know, knowledge to do a civilized thing. You know, raise up an institution or not like that. They can't show you nothing. Up to 100,000 years ago, when some African people migrating out of Africa to the Western Hemisphere and elsewhere. White people can't show you anything. So now they badmouth both proper information and proper character of the gods. And this is what I am talking about right now. I'm asking, who is it that wrote the Aztec history of human sacrifice? Who wrote that? Is it the people that wrote that? You bet it's not them. It's not them. It is these fucking ass white people. It's them. Had them write the Bible. And you see, they try to make the Bible friendly to the African ethnic people, like, oh, you know, information that is African of Egypt is in there too and all that. My friend, you're biting the bait. You're biting the bait. Must be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. And they are more than enough of African people to rise up and defend their life and not white people's life. We are supporting to white people's sodomite life, take over and control of our life, government and everything. What must Inky and Enlil, what must they think about us here who they live here? It must be that they should have just wiped us out. And Enlil must be telling Enki that, you see what I mean? I told you so. You see what I mean? Because how could we allow these fucking ass hominid to take control of everything about us, man? Come on. I mean, but about the government? No. So now, these are the kind of things that they write. These are the kind of things that they write over the past, say, 12,000 years. These white people, the kind of things they write and make it seem like season and like it's good and things like that. If you don't have a wider sense, you believe them. What type? The Aztecs were the Native American people who dominated northern Mexico at the time of the Spanish conquest, Who are the Spanish conquest? These sodomite white people. Nobody else. Okay? So you think about this now. What people were the Spanish in the early 16th century AD on AD? A nomadic culture. Who is nomadic culture? What does that tell you? These are the white people who don't want to identify themselves. The Aztecs eventually settled on several small islands in Lake Taxcoco, where in 1325 they founded the town of Tenochtitlan, modern-day Mexico City. So you see, all I give you about nomadic culture. What is nomadic culture? You see what I mean? So when I'm telling you about how they are writing about how sacrifice was made to the gods, the polytheism god, and I don't know, read nothing that says that the gods did order human sacrifice. So that's how these white people come into our information and redirect it, talking the all these nasty stuff that they do about, human sacrifice. We don't kill human sacrifice in polytheism. I don't see that written nowhere, but yet still them out something portraying this. All right, watch this. What did the Aztecs call themselves? The people of. But but what did the Aztecs call themselves? They referred to themselves as the Mexica, those who lived in their capital city, Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan. Yes. Tenochtitlan. All right. almost get it right. Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan were the Tenochca Mexica, the Mexica formed part of a large ethnic group known as the Nahua, who spoke Nahuatl. This was about what the Aztecs people refer to themselves as in Mexico. He said, those who lived in their capital city. Those who live in their city. No, those who live in their city capital. Tenochtitlan were the Tenochica Mexica. The Mexica formed part. Does this describe what they think of themselves as? You know, because it talk about the question is, But what did the Aztecs call themselves? They referred to themselves as the Tech Chica. All right? Those who lived in their capital city, Tenochtitlan, were the Tanocha Mexica. From he said the Nectica form part of a regular ethnic group known as the Nahua. Who spoke Nahuatl? What were the Aztec culture? What were the Aztecs really like? What were the Aztecs really like? Matos Moctezuma. That means the Aztec was fundamentally a culture based on war and agriculture. Their two most important deities were Chitli. Itzutizlopochtli. All right. The god of war. Tealoc, the god of rain. The duality of war and agriculture was crucial for the Aztec economy. What was the original name of the tribe that the Aztecs came from? The legendary origin of the Aztec people has them migrating from a homeland called Azitlan to what would modern day Mexico. While it is not clear where Azitlan was, it probably don't exist too. A number of scholars, when I say a number of scholars, who are the scholars? Sodomites, you bet. A number of scholars believe, you hear this? A number of scholars believe, you hear all of this now? What is believe? Is it a knowledge? First of all, it says they're not sure where this Azatlan, they don't know for sure. While it is not clear where Azatlan was, a number of scholars believe. Why so much scholars are believing something that
is in doubt. Scholars now go off things in doubt like that, but they tell you, and numbers of scholars, how does that sound to you? It doesn't make any sense. Foolishness. Sodomite. You see what I mean? And these are the things they write, and African people believe it, man. Because we don't have oriental minds. We don't have, you know, antiquity minds before Christ's time. We don't care about, we only care about Christ's time, AD and Adamani, and believe something like Christ, Jesus Christ. That throughout the Bible, you can't find any affirmation that Jesus Christ is real. You can't. But why you believe it? Well, this is like what they're talking about here. They're supposed to be giving you some fact. Them now give you fact. Them are telling you something that them suppose and believe. And I tell you about, and mixing up like even scholars in it too. You know, and we don't refuse these things. But we farm ideas, wrong ideas off of them. So it goes on. With these scholars believe that the Mexica as the Aztec, that the Mexica as the Aztec referred to themselves, migrated south to central Mexico in the 13th century. What is Zatlan now? They said they didn't know if it exists, right? In Aztec folklore. Oh, you see that? First, they offer Aztec. Zatik folklore. You see, first they tell us land. He said, while they said, while Zatlan, who migrated from a homeland called Azatlan, coming from a homeland, right? So they're saying those who live in their capital city. I read that already. All right, come on up some more. This photo that we talk about now, say, what were the Aztec culture? They say, what were the Aztec really like? And they say, Matos Moctezuma, the Aztecs was fundamentally a culture based on war and all that kind of thing there, right? And they say their two most important deities were Utilopochtli, the god of war, and Tlaloc, the god of rain. The duality of war and agriculture was crucial to the Aztec economy. All right. So now they're saying that what was the original name of the tribe that the Aztec came from? They say the legendary origin
and they must say it's a legendary. And what do you mean by legendary? Is it, you know, a guess? Or it's a fictional type of a thing? It appears so. A legendary origin. So you say legendary origin. So that means they don't know for sure if this place is even that exists. He said the legendary origin of Aztec people. People who come to Aztec has them migrating from a homeland called Azitlan. Have them coming from a place called Azitlan to what would become modern day Mexico. Okay. While it is not clear where Zatlan is, where the Mexico people then come from. It's not clear where they come from. Oh, because they say it is a thing there. It's a legendary. Zatlan is a legendary. They migrated. He says the legendary origin of Aztec people has them migrating from a homeland called Zatlan to what would become modern-day Mexico. All right? Become Mexico? While it is not clear where Azatlan was, but he said he expects people come from there. And they're not sure, right? Zatlan, where they expect people come from, right? They're not sure. Where is it? Was a number, what? A number of scholars believe that Mexico, as the Aztecs refer to themselves. Migrated south. South to central Mexico in the 13th century. So this don't sound like that they, you know, they know anything about these people and making up stuff. This is the way it reads to me. What is Azatlan now? In Aztec folklore, Azatlan was believed, they don't know, to have been in northern Mexico. They don't know what they're writing, these sodomites. Possibly along the western coast. Other accounts put it rather north. You hear that? Perhaps in what is now Arizona. What is now Arizona, Colorado, or New Mexico? My friends, I was reading something else that was telling me that Mexican religion, human sacrifice to the gods. Yes. So I'm telling you,
you have to be careful what you're reading as history nowadays. Because when you see these issues and they are talking about African people, because Aztec people are African people, okay? They are ethnic people. And when you, the person who is writing about them are not people, are not the people to whom it is concerned. Well, my friend, I want to thank you. And I hope that you understand some of the things. I'm going to read this little paragraph and you listen to it. This is Zachariah Sitchin. And he's talking about speech and how civilized human being came to speak. And he's telling you, oh, the Bible don't want no part of what history says about language. Really? The same people that I'm talking to you about hardcore in world history textbook don't have no say in civilized things. But them come writing about civilized people though. So right here, it says here, relating it all to the orbit of Nibiru, to its cycle of 3,600 Earth years, to the precessional retardation, Earth in its orbit around the sun. Yes. Its precessional orbit around the sun. This is a secret of wisdom of numbers that the Anunnaki lowered from heaven to earth. Secret of wisdom of numbers that the Anunnaki lowered from heaven to earth. It was not here on earth. And when 1.5 million years went by, before it went by, that somewhere in the midst of it came the gods 450,000 years ago. So you put 450,000 years ago, the Anunnaki gods that make the pyramid and four rivers and all sorts of things on planet Earth and gold mine back in South Africa, they came to Earth when the Homo erectus already settled into Europe and Asia. They make stone tools. They are mute. They don't good for anything civilized. Okay? You see them there talking today. You have to understand the way that they come to this point in time of themselves. You have to read to know. Otherwise, what they are telling you, you know, it's not good as people. Okay? So now, this author is straightening up a lot of things that we may never know if we don't have knowledge that comes from the clay tablets, Mesopotamia, okay, the Sumerians. We wouldn't know anything if this author, along with their other author that I don't know if they delve into this part of the history, but you have other people that write the same authentic Sumerian history, all right? So now, because the Bible, this author is correcting what the Bible wrote. That's what this author is doing. So I'm going to go into some of that now. I'll let you hear this. Before man could calculate with numbers, the other two of the R's. And see, you say three R's. But he says here, reading and writing had to be mastered, right? Before you read, before you can talk, he said, before man had calculate numbers, before man could calculate with numbers, the other two, reading and writing, had to be mastered. So before you can count, right, it is being made clear that you can't count number unless you can read and write. All right? So once you are right, you're into language. Let's go on. We take it for granted that man can speak, which is something significant, that we have language by which to communicate to our fellow men and clansmen. But modern science, and when it's a modern science, it's talking about these sodomite people that call it them scholars and stuff like that. And of course, I tell you where they come from and how they come to be, you know, I mean, ruling the world and doing the kind of stuff they do, and you know, see black people, I mean, governing nothing at them with all of their uncivilized sodomite thinking, right? Since they can't talk and carry on conversation. It says that we have language by which to communicate to our fellow men and our clansmen. Modern science has not held it so, which means these sodomites here, they don't look on the way he has been talking to us in this history book about what has been written for real and what has happened. So he says, these sodomites here, white people, they don't see it so that you have to read before you calculate. They don't see it so. You see what I mean? So they always want to make something different from what is normal. Right. Until quite recently, the serpent. No, not serpent. Until quite recently, the scientists dealing with speech and language believe that talking man was rather late phenomenon that may have been one reason for Cro-Magnons. Now, if you understand this, now they are telling you that the modern science of the white sodomite white people here are defined as modern science has not held it so. In fact, until quite recently, the scientists, right? The scientists, he's talking about the scholars and the scientists of AD and Adamani time. Scientists, you know, dealing with speech as we do it until this day, dealing with speech and language, believe, imagine, him no know, him believe that talking man was a rather late phenomenon that may, you see the road that they walk on, if you talk fact, that may have been one reason, the Cro-Magnons who could speak and converse with each other. You hear that? When you talk about the Cro-Magnon, you know what they are defending? They are defending the fact that they had to jump over the lines of their hominid species to go and impregnate Homo sapiens species to get rid of their monkey face and later on get rid of their mute state and the other disabled kind of a shortcoming that they had. They are trying to cover up that they would not speak, they couldn't communicate. More to go do calculation. They wouldn't do none of that unless they encounter with the Neanderthals, and then from the Neanderthals to the Homo sapiens. That's the step I want you to understand about the world that we are living in. And if you want to live other than being fooled by Bible, here you have some information. I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that we'll be able to see the next edition, my friends. And I am not blinking on these sodomites, okay? Because they are sodomites. No matter what they try to do to shift our attention from who they are, no, the attention is going to like burn them up because the truth they cannot silence. Thank you, and you have a great day this next 24 hours, okay?